Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are just the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to bring you this show every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Fia Nix. Deemed one of the greatest vocalists of our generation, she embraces a theatrical approach to her music, embodying a brilliantly experimental clash of genres to transcend her once pop artist image. This first-rate old Hollywood glam star, garnished with a rock star twist, unleashes a masterful vision for storytelling and larger-than-life performances, continuing to break barriers with a wave of new listeners following her latest release of sophomore album, Red Umbrella.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Fia. How you doing?
Good, Sorontos. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. I'm like reading your bio and I'm getting excited to talk to you. I'm like, I want to be one of the greatest vocalists of our generation. I'm working hard at it, but you're kind of already there. Your sound is really cool.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I've listened to your podcast for so long and it's such a cool platform and I've heard so many awesome artists come through. So I'm excited to be one of them.
Thank you for doing this and we are humbled to be in your presence.
I mean, I don't know about that.
No, I wouldn't BS you. I'm serious.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet.
You're welcome. So what got you into this crazy world of music? What made you want to do it?
You know, I've always been an entertainer of sorts. I guess you could say, I mean, my bio does say it all. I am very theatrical in my music, but also just as a human being in this experience, this journey of life. I've just always been theatrical and I love to perform and I love the arts, anything that's creative. When I was really little, I would run around the living room singing and dancing. And I was very much that kid that was like, Mom, Dad, watch me. Putting on like little concerts. And I just loved it. And I started as a dancer. I danced my entire childhood all the way up through adulthood and actually originally moved to Los Angeles to pursue dance, which I did for some time. But I always sang as well. Just never really thought about pursuing it as a career until, you know, in my adult life. After I did a few years in the dance world, I got to be a backup dancer and do some really cool stuff and work for some big names. I kind of realized that, you know, I wanted more. I had my own stories to tell. I wanted that, you know, center spotlight, if you will. So I kind of branched off and ventured into the world of music.
That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about where you're at now compared to like a year ago.
Oh my gosh. It's kind of crazy to think about, actually. I mean, this has probably been the biggest year of my career, which is ironic because, you know, we just came out of a pandemic and it's been very interesting for musicians, you know, let alone independent artists. Everything's changed. You know, we haven't had the same opportunities that we had a few years ago. A lot of people's, including myself, you know, performances were canceled. My entire 2020 was supposed to be the biggest tour of my career. That entire thing got canceled. So by all means, it should have been, you know, kind of a lull, but it actually has been a really big year for me. I put out my album Red Umbrella and it's done like exponentially better than anything I put out in the past. And I think it's just because one, you know, I kind of lifted off any barriers I had in the past, any sort of, you know, outlines I felt like I had to stay within because of, you know, who I was working with and my representation at the time, all of that was lifted. And this recent album was very much just me creating kind of, you know, letting whatever come out and just really dive into the creative side. And it really unleashed a whole new version of me and my music, and it's really resonated well with fans and listeners. So it's been exciting, and I've had some big press publications. I was recently in Rolling Stone, and I actually landed a cover spread on Billboard like a year or so ago. So yeah, if you told me a year ago that I would be here now, you know, with everything that's happened, I probably wouldn't believe you.
Okay. What is your main instrument? Is it your voice, or is there something else you play?
Definitely my voice. I do play piano, mostly when I'm writing. That's usually my process. I'll sit down at the piano, and that's basically where I start, is I compose a melody, and then usually lyrics follow. At least that's how I do it. And I have played piano on stage a few times, but it's absolutely my voice first and foremost.
Do you feel like playing a little bit of the piano puts you at an advantage or disadvantage when you're coming up with melodies and some of your songwriting?
I definitely say an advantage. I think the disadvantage is that I'm not good enough at it. I'm not trained. I play by ear. So, and I have like, you know, a basic knowledge of music theory. So I write with what knowledge I have, but I think the disadvantage is not being able to play better. Which is actually something I'm working on, is just learning, you know, a little bit more of the craft. I just think that knowledge is key in all respects. I think that we kind of owe it to our industry to be really good at as many parts of the process as we can be. So I'm always trying to improve in some way. So I am trying to be better on the piano, as a matter of fact.
I hear you. I'm the same exact way. I don't consider myself an instrumentalist. I love learning to play the piano, which I did like 6 years ago. So I can have a clue instead of just hiring people or trying to throw loops together.
Right.
But it just, right. People are so much more skilled than I am, and I'm jealous, and I keep trying and practicing, and now I'm getting more into the guitar, and I'm trying to be a songwriter, but it really is cool, and I wish I could do it better.
I agree. I'm actually about to learn the guitar too. I just sat down with it for the first time the other day. It's a terrible excuse, but these long nails are making it even more difficult. So it's like, in the chance that I actually get the notes right, it's like still awkward because my nails are like hitting, like holding every string. It's like a whole thing. But I plan on being a rock star in 2023, so I need to like step my guitar game up.
Yeah, it's so funny to hear you say that. A female who shall remain nameless has the same issue with her nails, and her instructor is looking at her like, "So you're gonna keep them like that, right?" She's like, "Yep." And she's like, "I've adjusted my fingers, you know, her joints bend it, you know, so she can." But it's just so funny what you just said.
No, that's exactly it, because my fingers kind of hyperextend that way, yep. Like kind of curve. So I know I can figure it out. It's just right now in the beginning, I don't know how, but I will eventually adjust. I actually do the same thing when I play piano, although it is funny. Because I actually often I'll send like a little demo to my producer, like a piano demo when I write something. And oftentimes you'll hear my nails like clicking along the keys.
Yeah,
and
that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. He's always giving me a hard time.
So tell us about your songwriting process, right? This is the Songwriter Show.
Yeah.
Tell us how you get started. Is it a melody? Is it your piano? How do you get started with the composition?
Yeah. Well, for me, it's always a melody. I'm very much a melody writer. Usually I'll sit down at the piano when inspiration strikes, and I just start playing around. I usually just play around with different chords depending on what mood I'm in. I'm always going for a mood. I'm very much someone who feels a lot from a melody, and then based off of what comes out of that is then where the lyrics go. And a lot of times I'll just kind of hum along to the melody that I'm coming up with without really saying any words at all, or just saying kind of, you know, random words, if you will.
Yeah, like gibberish words, yeah.
Gibberish words, just kind of, you know, more so to get like what is, you know, first the melody of the song, but then also the vocal melody. And my favorite part of songwriting is coming up with those vocal melodies. I love, love, love like a really good hook. I think that's like what can make or break a song. If you have a really strong, powerful hook that just hits you in the gut and makes you feel something, I think, and maybe that's just because that's what I like to hear, I think that's where the magic is. And so once I feel good with where that's going, I'll then go in and say, okay, what am I feeling? I always write based off of experience. It's really hard for me if I get like commissioned for a song, or I'm under the gun to create something for someone, or back when I had a distribution deal and that pressure is on, it's really hard for me to sit down and be told to write or told what to write about. That's just not my way. I have to write about things in my immediate experience, things I'm currently going through. All my writing is very close to home, because it's my life and my real emotions, you know, put to music.
I totally hear you. Tell you what, why don't you tell us about this song we're going to hear? What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it before we listen to it in a couple of minutes?
Yeah, so I have forever wanted to put out some holiday music, and I have yet to do that. I've done some cover songs, some of my favorite like Christmas classics, but I wanted to do some original music. And I wrote two original Christmas songs. I wanted to do kind of the best of both worlds. There's that classic, cheesy, over-the-top, jolly kind of, you know, Mariah Carey, Kelly Clarkson type of Christmas song that people love, including myself. By the way, my Christmas music has been playing since November 1st. I am one of those people. and then the other one, the second Christmas song I wanted to do, was more inspired by like an Ariana Grande type of more modern kind of edgy take on Christmas, which is the one we're going to play today. And so this one is fun. It's just fun and sexy and gets you in the holiday feels. A lot of my music has deep meanings and these epic stories behind them. But honestly, this one is just a fun, sexy little Christmas song that I feel like it was just really fun to make, honestly. And I think people will like it because it's just, you know, Christmas is, or just the holidays in general, it's such a fun time, you know, to celebrate and be with friends and family. And, you know, sometimes Christmas or holidays can also be hard for people, and music can be an outlet. So I just wanted to make some fun music that people could, you know, vibe to and whatever they're doing, whether they're out shopping or they're dreading that family reunion, they can turn on, you know, some holiday music and hear a little Phoenix.
That's awesome. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a listen and we'll come back and talk, okay?
All right.
All right, guys, check this out. Here we go.
Twinkle in my eyes from all this jolly in the atmosphere. Milk and cookies on the table. Eat it up and clean up late, boy. Santa's coming and I think he brought me something good this year. It isn't wrapped up in a bow, boy. It's underneath the mistletoe, boy. And I'm dreaming of you all. Christmas, merry, merry, merry Christmas. Wrap me up, I'll be your Christmas. Mistletoe, I'll be your Christmas. Sleigh bells ringing, are you listening? By the fireside, hot cocoa is growing colder than
That was a cool, vibey song. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
You're welcome. And you know that melody's going to be stuck in my head now, right?
I hope so. That was the plan.
It's funny, you were talking about melody earlier, and it really is about the melody. Now, I was kind of a lyric writer from a little kid, and I thought it was all about the lyrics. And you realize if you have a cool melody, you could just say something as simple as I love you, and it sounds cool. And it took me a long time to figure out that it really is about the melody.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, there are people that, like, one of my best friends, she's always telling me, too, that when she first hears a song, she's immediately listening for the lyrics, like, what is the artist saying? And that's how she decides if she likes it or not, or if she relates to it. So it's ironic because, I mean, I guess that's music for you. That's what's beautiful, is it is so open for interpretation and so, you know, while it's universal, it's also very specific, which is interesting. I feel like everyone has their own experience with music, but I agree with you. I think the magic is in the melody, and if the melody is strong enough, it says it all.
Yeah, I think you're totally 100% correct. Tell us about the coolest thing that's happened to you in the last 6 months.
The coolest thing? Well, this isn't music related, but I got a puppy.
That's cool. What kind of puppy?
So her name is Gracie. I'm obsessed with her. If you follow me on any social media, you probably have seen all of her Instagram photos. She's almost a year old. She'll be a year old in December. And she is a boxer, cattle dog mix. And she's super cute, but it's basically like being a mom, which sounds probably dramatic, but she's a full-time job. I'm like, we basically have kids now without even meaning to have signed up for that.
Yeah.
But she's worth it. I love her.
Awesome. What do you think is the biggest mistake that vocalists make?
They do too much. And I know that because I used to be that girl. I think that when you're a vocalist, if you will, if you're someone who, like myself, really values your vocal ability and is constantly working to improve said vocals, I think we all fall into this thing where, you know, you train and you train and you train, and all of a sudden you can do these runs and riffs that you've, you know, forever wanted to do, or you've heard them and always wished, like, oh, I wish I could do that. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, I have this vocal control and all this ability, and now I know how breath works, and you start to figure it out. And so you're like, I just have to do it all, and I need to do it all in one song. or like live, like when you're a true vocalist like that, I think you go through that moment of just doing too much. And it's just because you can doesn't mean you should. I actually had an interview a while back on LA Talk Radio, and the host actually mentioned that he had noticed in my music, which this is a big switch too from like my first couple singles and album to this current music, he had noticed a definite control that wasn't there in the past as far as vocally. And he had mentioned that it actually shows a better vocal range and vocal ability to restrain yourself a little bit. And until he said that, I never really thought about it that way. But now I agree. I think some of the best vocalists are really good because they're choosy on when and where that kind of vocal acrobatic is appropriate and when it's better to not. Because sometimes the magic and a really good vocal comes from something super simple. It doesn't have to be this like 6-note riff all the time. So I think less is more in some situations. And I'm saying that because I have been on both sides of that.
I have to tell you, I think that's great advice. And as a guy who has always struggled with vocals, until I figured out what groove is and rhythm and then melody and pitches and all this stuff that's taken me forever. And I'm just at the beginning of my journey, but you're so right. Being simple. And one of the things you said earlier about, I remember people were like, oh, in your head, you sound different and it's so simple and you can. And I think when you stop trying so hard, things get so much easier. And the one thing that's helped me tremendously is ear training.
Yeah.
The last couple years, I've really focused on that. And I can tell you, I hear things I never heard before, not just vocals, but a cymbal there delineating the different elements of the drum groove, the piano and the right, the chords. I think it's all part of the process, but it really, really is not this really complex thing. And someone told me once, you're not a classical vocalist, right? Mm. If you're doing pop or rock, it's got to be singable and memorable. So you don't want to do these crazy riffs and make it really complex where people can't sing it.
Right.
And it really made me understand that, yeah, I'm not trying to sing a concerto. And it really needs to be simpler. And it really made things a lot more easy for me.
Totally. I mean, you're exactly that. It's just hard, though. I get it. I still battle with it. I think it's fun. It's like we train so much to be able to do, you know, to use that technique. And it's hard sometimes to not want to do that. So I do get it.
And the one thing I think you also have to keep in mind is at the end of the day, we're all just trying to get better, right? That's what it's all about.
It should be, at least.
Yeah. So tell us about your website. Where can people buy and stream your stuff, connect with you on socials, whatever you want to share?
Awesome. So my website, which has all the merchandise, any recent song releases, all the tour dates that are upcoming, anything you would want to know about me, it's just fianix.com. So that's FianyxX.com. You can follow me on social media across the board. It's just Fianix, with the exception of Instagram. It's Fianix Music, spelled with an X, M-U-S-I-X. That is where I'm probably most active, is on Instagram. So Fianix Music, Twitter, Facebook, I guess TikTok, because that's the thing these days. You can just find me at Fianix.
Awesome. You got to tell me before I let you go, how'd you come up with a name? It's kind of a cool name.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, there is quite a story. I used to be in a girl group. And when I branched out to become a solo artist, I had to do a bunch of rebranding. And so Fianix is kind of a play on Phoenix, because a phoenix rises from the ashes to be reborn, which was exactly what I was doing. I was in the process of rebirthing myself, rediscovering who I am, what I stood for, and what I wanted to represent in this world of music and just the world in general. Also, I'm Italian, and Fia is Italian for little flame. And so I've always had this thing with fire, and then the phoenix, right? It's born out of the fire. So that's a cute little just kind of twist of play on words again. And then the way that it's spelled, NYXX, the XX is the woman's chromosomes. And I'm very big on women empowerment. A lot of my music and my live shows, at some of the causes that I work for or support are all very women, female empowering. And so that also kind of just goes with the branding. So yeah, Fianix.
That's awesome. So again, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was an absolute honor having you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I just want to say that I really appreciate your platform. It's really hard out here to be an independent artist, and sometimes you just need someone to listen or just want to chat with somebody who's been there, who knows what it's like. I know as a listener, it's been great to hear from other artists and yourself on people's process and just feel like we're together in this, you know, this industry and just in this crazy time. There's a lot going on, and it's just nice to talk music.
Yeah, totally. Again, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Sorontos.
You're welcome. So to all the listeners out there, thank you for spending a little bit of your precious time with the two of us. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorontos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other awesome artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
Help me, please shelter me. As a child, I was so young and free. I felt so confident as you carried me. You held me so close and always believed. sense of purpose and destiny. The world is black and white, as seen through the eyes of a child. Innocent, so pure, it lasted for a while. I miss the day, the calm you let me feel. You always believed in me and made everything so. A child will always believe. A child's mind was beloved to you and me. The years have passed on, many days have come and gone. My intentions once good, my actions now sometimes wrong. Once wide-eyed and full of spunk, now so negative and always drunk. Lost looking in the rain for that childlike innocence again. I miss being a child. A child will always believe. A child's mind was beloved to you and me.
www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.